At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Oh, what a magical time to be alive. The next couple of days, all of our collective couches in the upstate are going to get us-sized dents put right there in our favorite seat. When you're watching football, Cole, do you have just one spot? I've never been in your home, so I don't know what the setup is, but do you always have to have a singular spot to watch TV, or do you kind of move around? I don't know if you got like a couch, a lazy boy, or what.
No, I'll move around. Just depending. Oh, really? Sometimes, like at night, you know, especially late, you get tired. So you might fall asleep. So if there's a chance of falling asleep, I'll just go ahead and move over to the couch.
Oh.
You know, that
so
way.
So you move over to the couch. Yeah. Does that mean you sit in a lazy boy most of the time?
Yeah, like a lazy boy, kind of like a chair with a food, you know, is it a futon? Is that right?
No, futon is the couch that you had in college that pulls out. Ottoman.
Ottoman.
Ottoman's the word you're
looking
for.
Ottoman. I have an ottoman. I have a big chair and an ottoman. That's where I'll start. But like I say, if it's late, you might get a little tired, so you might want to trickle over to the couch.
I'm the opposite. I have a spot on the couch. Mm. It's the far left-hand side. We have like an L-shaped couch.
Yeah.
I sit on the far left side. That gives me direct access to the TV. I mean, I may shift over about a foot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if I want to hip to the right and kind of lean up against the pillows, if I want to hip to the left and lean up against the armrest, otherwise, I'm not moving. I'm not taking the other side of the couch, which does give you the ability to kind of lay back if you wanted to.
You've got that big fancy rich sectional. That's why. You've got that big and money.
It doesn't recline in any way, though.
Oh, yeah.
So don't go casting any aspersions there. But Tolo's, what a great weekend we're set up for, man. We got football starting on Thursday. We got football on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, and whatever you want to call TCU North Carolina on Monday. But hey, that means we all get an extra day on Monday. Well, if you didn't know, it is a holiday. We're not going to be here on Monday. You're going to have to call in to talk football with us on Tuesday. How brutal is that, though, by the way? I mean, it's a double-edged sword. It's good because we get an extra day of football, but it's bad because then we have to wait to come back and talk about all that football.
I know. I would rather be off like Wednesday. Let's take Wednesday off. Work Monday. I mean, are you kidding me? The weekend after the opening weekend of college football, the Monday after, we're not even here.
Would you rather? I know, and it's the opening week. We can't talk about it. Would you rather have, if I was going to give you the opportunity, which our boss has done before.
Yeah,
he's given us the chance, like, hey, like this is a company holiday, but it's kind of an iffy company holiday. If you want to work on that day, you can take another day. What if I gave you Friday instead? Not this coming Friday, but the next Friday, leading into week two.
The only reason I'd say no is we always shoot doves on Labor Day. So I'll have to keep my Labor Day off. I love shooting those doves.
earlier, Cole, this is over on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You had a little problem counting touchdowns. You said with 18 touchdowns, Lenora Sellers needed 22 more touchdowns to reach 30, which is bad math. I did say that Cole counts touchdowns like the Leprechaun's agent counts strokes on a golf course, because I've played golf with the Leprechaun's agent. And I got to say, flat out weirdest putting stance I've ever seen somebody putt with. Weirdest. Like, why does he lay down on the green to putt? I don't get it, but that's just his style, and I guess it works for him. But shout out to Leprechaun's agent for being here. Leprechaun's agent, by the way, better get a hold of his client, because apparently there is a doozy of a poem that's coming our way for the opening week of college football, and we're looking forward to it. So they'll know when we're going to get that. If you could give us any ideas of when that's going to come our way, let us know. Glad it's not today, because we still have some issues with the phone line, so it's okay to slow that down. But yeah, big weekend of college football, Cole. I just want to know from you, Cole, who is a diehard Clemson fan, and from the Leprechaun and his agent, who are obviously diehard Notre Dame fans, and from you South Carolina Tolos as well. Barring major injury, because that's an easy answer. It's too easy of an answer. What would have to happen in your week one opening game for you personally to hit the panic button after your first week of college football?
And it has to be college. It has to be Clemson.
I mean, it doesn't have to be college football. You can be you're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Well, I would use Dallas over Clemson, because I'd really this. You might Clemson fans might not like this. I don't get. My feelings and emotions don't change if Clemson wins or loses. Like,
really?
Yeah, no, I've pulled for them my whole life, but I don't get upset when they lose.
You don't like turn on if they're playing badly, which hasn't happened in a while, like really badly.
Yeah.
Happened last year with the Georgia game. Did you turn it off, or did you just sit and
no,
and stew
it just doesn't bother me anymore. Again, growing up, it was a lot different. But being in the media, it changes the way changes the way you're a fan a little bit. Again, Dallas, not so much. I'm still very passionate. I'd say I'm more of a diehard Dallas fan than I am Clemson. I've pulled for Clemson my whole life, so I still pull for them. But there are a lot of fans that when they lose, they're unbearable. It doesn't bother me. I'm going to be the same mood regardless. Now, I wasn't that way 15 years ago, I'll tell you that, but I am now. And with Dallas, if they lose unbearably bad, I'm already expecting a loss. By the way, it's first NFL game of the year. A week from Thursday is Dallas-Philadelphia. I'm already expecting a loss, but if they just go out there and get the absolute doors blown off of them, then I'm hitting panic mode, and I'm sure the rest of Cowboys Nation will as well.
Mike Parsons doesn't play. Is that not
going to happen? No, I don't think Mike is playing.
You've already resigned yourself that that's not going to happen.
Well, my whole thing with that is today's Tuesday. You're telling me that in, 9 days, 8 days really – a guy's going to go from not happy, not dressed out, not practicing, not signed, to signed, happy, practiced, football shape, dressed out, ready. I don't see it happening.
I saw he didn't even he came to the game, the preseason week three game, but didn't wear any Cowboys gear at all.
He was laying on the table.
God.
Diesel, that's
petulance at that point. That's being a whiny little you-know-what.
We're 9 days. Could it happen? Sure, but I'm telling you, man, there's no way, and we'll clip this audio, there's no way Micah Parsons plays 9 days from now. Is there? I mean, how do you – you've got to get in football shape. You've got to get reps. You've got to practice. I just don't – maybe I'm wrong, Diesel. We'll have some audio at 6 o'clock about this. I just don't see it happening.
844-326-3663. We got a caller coming into the line right now. I'll do this game for Clemson. How about that, Cole? Clemson against LSU, hosting LSU in Death Valley. What would make me panic if I am a Clemson fan? Well, number one would be a massive run stop from LSU. You're supposed to have an elite offensive line. And I know your running back room is a little iffy at this point, right? It's still up in the air. It's going to be spread amongst a bunch of guys. But if nobody, and I include Cade Klubnik in that, being that free guy with nobody on him, if nobody can get any push on that offensive line for Clemson, and this defense, or this running game is completely stuffed by that LSU defense, that's going to give me a reason to hit that panic button. If you can't get anything going on the ground, also if you got multiple fumbles, if you're, you know, we saw it last year with Phil Maffa, with him not being completely healthy, not being able to hang on to the ball super well. If we continue to see that happening, especially if multiple guys in that running back room are putting the ball on the turf, that's going to make me hit that panic button. And finally, Cole, just another head-scratching decision from Cade Klubnik. That would tell me that even in the biggest game where he's had all this time to get them to get himself ready and mentally right, if he's still making bad decisions, oof.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here how a normal Clemson fan would think, because you just brought up the Clemson aspect. We'll get to the text line. We'll go to the phone lines first in a second, though, at 844-326-3663. Diesel, in the mind of a Clemson fan, and again, I've pulled for Clemson, grew up pulling for Clemson, what would cause a Clemson fan to hit the panic button after Saturday? I think it's fascinating. I think if Clemson's just vanilla, like if they're just blah, right? Like if against Georgia, there was nothing really that you saw in that game that excited you as a Clemson fan a season ago. You couldn't do a whole lot offensively, right? Defensively, blah. The second half, first half was good, but second half wasn't. I would say if Clemson loses the game, if they win, of course, everything's fine. But Diesel, if they lose the game and they're just meh, vanilla, not sexy, not lighting it up with all of those weapons.
All the hype, too.
Yeah, all the hype. I think there's definitely hitting the panic button.
There you go. Let's go to the phone lines and get Tom in Somerville, who I believe... not sure. I believe as a Gamecock fan. Tom, what would cause you to hit the panic button after Sunday's matchup against Virginia Tech?
I've been thinking about this for a while, honestly. How will I judge Sunday's game? Obviously, you know, first off, win the game. But if we see a lot of the same things out of the North, you know, inconsistent in the passing game, you know, not holding on to the football. Like, those little things where we need to see the improvement. And if we don't, regardless of if we win, it's going to cause a lot of stress on a lot of Gamecock fans in early September. You know, now, if for Clemson, y'all had a good discussion there. For Clemson, you know, I personally will not hit the panic button on Clemson if they lose. I, for one, will be very ecstatic if they lose. And I do hope, even in a loss, that Adam Randall has 5 touchdowns because he's on my fantasy team. But, you know, the reason I wanted to call today real quick is, you know, I really am curious, one, at how Beamer's going to shuffle this running back room because, you know, I know Zuhl's been practicing and all that. But it's kind of an underrated running back room. They've got 2 or 3 different guys that can play. And I'm just curious how they're going to kind of rotate them because, you know, I really do think this running game this year could be something, you know, really, really good to go along with the passing game. And, you know, I don't think Virginia Tech's going to give us much competition. You know, I think it might be close for a half. And then, you know, Lenoris is going to be Lenoris, and they're going to put the foot on the gas. And Sunday evening, you know, we're all going to be, you know, jumping up and down a sandstorm after a 3-touchdown victory. You know, it's going to be a fun Sunday afternoon to be a Gamecock. I don't know how fun it's going to be a Tiger, a Clemson Tiger, that is. I don't think it'd be very fun, but anyway, guys, I'm so ready for Thursday. 5:30, Boise State, South Florida. I'm going to be at home. I'm going to be on the couch. I'm going to have chicken on the grill. I'm going to be one fat, happy man on Thursday afternoon, guys.
I love Tom, it. Walk me through what your headspace would be like if going into the fourth quarter of that game on Sunday, Virginia Tech has a 1-touchdown lead.
I'd probably be searching hotel rooms because if Virginia Tech has a 1-touchdown lead going into the fourth quarter, my wife's going to have already kicked me out of the house for the day, so I will not be at home. I'll be searching hotel rooms for somewhere to stay.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate you, Tom.
And again, Tolos, we do apologize. Engineering's working on it. We know there's a little bit of delay on the phone lines, a little bit of an echo. We are, well, not we. Somebody's working on it, I promise.
Yeah, somebody's out there twisting wires together to make sure that the connections are working. As of right now, we have audio. That's better than nothing. Let's go to the phone lines and get Dewey online, who I'm not really sure who or what Dewey is a fan of. Everything sucks. Everybody needs to be fired. Dewey, what team is going to be causing you to hit the panic button this weekend?
I think South Carolina is going to cause anxiety. I don't think they're going to come out. They need to come out and score on their first possession. They need to come out, strike first, and then just keep on hitting them. Because if they just let Virginia Tech just hang around and do dilly-dally stuff, the game could get ugly quick.
Dilly
and
dally.
Next thing you know, you got a close game in a game that shouldn't be a close game. It causes Lenore Sellers to make mistakes and everyone else to make mistakes, and you'll have an upset on your hands real quick. And that's not going to be good for Beamer.
Hearing Dewey and Double is the weirdest thing ever, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like the audible version of crossing your eyes. Dewey, can you hear yourself echoing back into your phone?
No.
He doesn't hear that at all.
So the phone, the
so
caller
Dewey just sounds
hear.
Like that. Okay.
But for whatever reason, Dewey, have you messed with our phone system? Can we blame you?
I think Rob Brown did it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, Rob and Lonzo in here chewing on the wires.
That's right.
Thanks, Dewey.
Thanks, Dewey.
But anyways, I think South Carolina's real talk. South Carolina's
real talk.
Jump at it quick and not let Virginia Tech hang around, because if they do, then that could be problems. Even if a win's a win, but I don't want to see a sloppy win. If it's a sloppy win, that makes me wonder what the rest of the season's going to look like. Now, they had a crap win last year with Old Dominion, and it turned out well for them. But this go-round, the hype is real. They sold out all their games. The fans are paying billions of dollars to go see them. It's time for them to live up to the hype.
Where'd you learn that one at, Dewey? Real talk. Where'd you learn that one?
Learn what?
You said real talk a minute ago.
No, that my grandson talks like that.
Grandson. Thanks, Dewey.
Class versus Clemson, they're going down. They're going to lose by 3 touchdowns, and Kay Klubnik can throw 3 interceptions. Oh.
Thanks, Dewey. His grandson. Man. Wouldn't you love to be Dewey's grandson for a day? Are you kidding me?
God, speaking
Papa
of
Dewey.
Speaking of chewing on wires,
woo.
The grandson of Dewey. How about that? Think about it this way. If South Carolina kind of stalls out on offense and these new receiver, this relatively new receiving core, I mean, I know that Nick Harper's been around, Amazio Bennett, the second season. If they get the drops and this running back room isn't stacked up to what they think it's going to be, and you're going into the second half with only 3 points on the board, I think South Carolina fans are lighting up the message boards, lighting up Twitter, about ready to set things on fire, because that's bad.
Yeah, and again, here's the problem. It's early in the season. You've got a lot of new pieces, and fans are wanting, in the very first game with all these new pieces, fans are wanting them to come out and score 50. Right? That's just like, that's where we are. Fans have high expectations, rightfully so, because Shane Beamer's been awesome at South Carolina, so they should have high expectations. But again, going back to my 4 o'clock segment, Diesel, you've got a lot of new pieces. In the very first game, your new pieces might not look great in the very first game. You know, it's a neutral site. It might be a little bit weird in terms of the environment, right? Not what you're used to. I'm not saying Virginia Tech wins, but would it surprise me if this game's close? No, it wouldn't surprise me. Not at all.
Joey says, my recliner is my throne. At least it was before I started developing this app. Now my office chair is my prison. Texter says, Gamecocks would scare me if the kicker doesn't look good in game one. Kickers rarely look good in
kicker.
Game one. Yeah.
Is that kicker. Where you are now on kickers?
Joey says, colossal failure of Clemson's O-line or the Panthers' D-line still hasn't learned how to play football. That'll be my panic mode activator. It should be the offensive line. If they give up a bunch of sacks again, after Bryce Young, you know, he got better at not taking sacks last year. But man, if they're getting gashed in week one, that's a big deal. JT and Greer says South Carolina falls to Virginia Tech by 3 touchdowns or more.
You're kidding.
Could you imagine
me
getting beat by 21 no by a were they last year six and seven?
He's saying that's what caused people to hit.
That's his panic.
I got you.
I mean, I think you panic if you lose to him
at all.
At all.
I do too.
He says the O-line gives up 5+ sacks and the D can't stop an old lady on a walker. That's panic time.
By the way, the Tolo that brought up the Panthers, they have in the very first week, Jacksonville. Jacksonville. So what? Let's go back to this real quick. The Texter Diesel said, if the Panthers' D-line, this is Joey, still hadn't learned how to play football. Matchup against Jacksonville. First game of the year. Jacksonville's a 3.5-point favorite. Now, it is in Jacksonville, so you take that line and you say, okay, being a home game, Vegas basically has this as a pick 'em, right? Jacksonville getting a few points for it being at their place. If you're a Panther fan, Diesel, in the mind of Panther fan today, what would cause them to hit the panic button? I think it'd be Trevor Lawrence lighting them up. Coming back to look like that Clemson quarterback, that Clemson Trevor Lawrence, right?
Trevor lighting them up. Bryce
not
only getting
up
a single touchdown and throwing a couple picks, making bad decisions.
Yeah, I think Bryce would have
same
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how this defensive line can do. I mean, look, Derek Brown is an okay defensive end. He's not an elite defensive end. He's an okay defensive end. We'll see what A'shaun Robinson can be for him this year as well. Let's see. A texter here says, Tom is a degenerate. He has 6 NFL fantasy teams plus 3 more college fantasy teams. He needs to call that number about addiction. Oh, that's not being a degenerate. That's called being dedicated.
He's a dedicated sports guru, right?
Yeah.
Texter says the goal for South Carolina is to get out with a win. Doesn't matter what it looks like or how we do it. We learned that last year. Week one is weird. Just got to survive. And I agree with that. Week one is weird. It is. It's first game.
Cole, is it wrong for me to be hitting the panic button that Dowell Loggins is still not named a starting quarterback when App State plays on Friday?
Like this Friday?
This Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Still no
like
starter name.
3 days.
Yeah. He has said, well, we might play multiple guys.
Oh, no.
Ooh, that tells me that none of them are showing to be very good.
Yeah.
I am not looking forward to this season of App State football.
Ooh, that's interesting. Texter from the 431 says, panic for South Carolina if Trackstar doesn't show improvement. He needs to have a big season for South Carolina to prevail. I don't disagree with that.
If Nick Harbor doesn't show out this year and your number one wide receiver is Mazio Bennett, if you have to lean on a sophomore to be your number one wide receiver, and he's not really a big guy either. He's not a jump up and go get the ball kind of wide receiver. You're going to be in trouble in the passing game.
That'll be interesting, man. That will be interesting. Tolos, let's keep the conversation going. Which top 25 team is most likely to trip up this weekend? That's next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Well, you know, everybody trips up from time to time. Hopefully your team that's in the top 25 doesn't trip up this weekend. But history shows that it happens. It does. People trip up. Teams trip up. Coaches trip up. Texter says Tennessee better be careful, in all caps, talking about tripping up. That's where we're going. We're tripping up in this very segment.
Against Syracuse?
Yeah, I guess so. Huh? And by the way, speaking of Tennessee, breaking news about 20, 30 minutes ago, it came across my timeline on X. Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel has signed a contract extension through 2030, the school announced today. So a little bit of Josh Heupel news. But concerning the top 25, the question in this very segment, which top 25 team is most likely to trip up this weekend? Tolos want to continue the conversation on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. You can also comment on the stream. We're live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. That's right. You can watch the show if you're already home or almost home. I'm about to get out of the car, the truck. Throw us on the smart TV if you're a true Tolo and keep Toloing there. Let's start on Thursday night, Diesel, and narrow this puppy down.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, 5:30. A top 25 team is involved in a game. And we can't wait. We'll be watching it right here in the Ingles Market Studios. But Boise State, South Florida. You would originally hear this matchup and think, okay, Boise State will take care of business. However, Diesel, do you know, Diesel, the spread on this game Thursday without looking?
Well, I'm looking at
You're looking.
So I can't.
Five and a half points?
Five and a half. That's it.
So, yeah, wouldn't you say Boise State has a big shot at tripping up?
They certainly do. This Boise State team, obviously, without Ashton Gentry, that is a big, big issue for them. Can they recover? Can they bring back any semblance of a run game that can get them close to what they had last year? Ashton Gentry, obviously, and that guy is a generational talent and was for the Boise State Broncos last year. But they bring back 14 starters off of a 12-2 team last year, Cole. They bring back quarterback Maddox Madsen. Should be a solid player again for them this year.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, do they really need that much out of Ashton Gentry's replacement, Sire Gaines? They got Sire Gaines, who's a redshirt freshman, by the way. He played in three games last year, had 156 yards combined. Obviously, again, when you have Ashton Gentry, guys behind him don't get a lot of reps, right? They don't get a lot of time out there. I would have liked to have seen Boise State be able to backfill a little bit at that position. They pulled in a transfer at running back from Fresno State, who only played in four games last year and didn't tally 200 yards combined out of those four. So the running back room, very thin for Boise State this year.
Tolos, would you say that Boise State is most likely of the top 25 to trip up? They're playing South Florida on Thursday night, the Bulls. And South Florida a season ago was 7-6. So 4-4 in conference, just an average football team in 2024. Again, that game is on Thursday at 5 o'clock, 5:30 rather. That is a top 25 team. Friday night.
Wait, but I don't know how many tickets have sold for this game. I mean, a couple of years ago, this would have been a massive matchup out of the G5. But last year, Cole, for their home attendance, they only filled up half of their stadium. So not a phenomenal atmosphere. Granted, they play at Raymond James. They don't need a 65,000-seat stadium. They should probably be playing in more of a 45,000-seat stadium.
So on Friday night, Illinois, the 12th-ranked Illinois football team, will host Western Illinois. No chance of trip up here because Illinois is favored by 45.5 points. So far we can throw one game on the board in terms of potential trip up for top 25 teams with Boise State and South Florida. We would then fast forward our attention to Saturday, August 30th, Diesel, 12 noon, a top 25, how about a top 3 matchup, Texas, Ohio State, on Saturday at noon. It can't get any bigger. Obviously, this is a Mr. Obvious statement here with the spread only being a 2.5-point spread. Diesel, either team can trip up here, right? We almost just throw this one out because it's a top 2, top 3 matchup. Texas could win. Ohio State could win. So when we ask the question of which top 25 teams most likely to trip up, I don't really think it's fair to throw these two teams in there.
Well, it just depends on how they look, right? I mean, both are breaking in new quarterbacks, Julian Sayin at Ohio State, Arch at Texas. If one of them, you know, just kind of lays an egg and ultimately just stinks at quarterback, which, again, I don't think is going to happen, but let's just say one of them goes out there and vastly underperforms, throws a couple of picks, you know, just not seeing the field very well in their first big-time start. It could get ugly pretty fast, and I would call that a trip up. I would say that's a misevaluation of talent.
Somebody mentioned on the text line, the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, Tennessee, number 24, Tennessee, 12 o'clock noon on Saturday. They host Syracuse. 13.5-point favorites are Tennessee. Look, I know Syracuse can be tricky, especially for teams like Clemson in the past. I just don't see it. I don't really view Syracuse as much of a trip up. Could it be closer than people expect? Sure, but I don't really see Tennessee having much to worry about there.
This was a good team last year, and I think the world of Fran Brown, but man, when you only bring back two of your offensive starters, you're starting from scratch.
Yeah. Indiana Diesel, talking about a trip up. This team that Indiana's hosting, again, a top 25 team, this team that Indiana's hosting on Saturday at 2:30 was a trip up, almost a trip up for the Gamecocks a season ago. Old Dominion is a 24-point dog to Indiana. Now, Indiana, college football playoff team, 20th in the country. Again, they're favored by 24 points. Can Old Dominion be tricky at times? Sure. I just don't ultimately see, when you talk about the trip-up meter, Diesel, I don't see this game being much of a trip-up opportunity for Indiana. Maybe they start out a little slow or sluggish, but I think ultimately Indiana puts them, you know, puts this game out of hand by, I'd say, midway through the third quarter.
Well, and, you know, Indiana head coach Kurt Cignetti coming from James Madison, he's familiar with Old Dominion. That was a former in-state foe. He should have enough respect for Old Dominion. Look, they haven't been great under Ricky Ronnie, 20-30 overall in his tenure, but they've gotten some big-time upsets at Old Dominion. So this would be a big upset, and they're one of those quiet teams that will – they will knock off of Virginia Tech. They will knock off of Virginia that you really don't see coming. Indiana's got far more talent than they do.
Oh, yeah. Way more.
But, again, just winning at ODU is tough. Even though they're in really fertile recruiting ground, winning there is hard.
No room for trip up. No potential for a trip up, rather, between Nevada, Penn State, 44-point spread there. No potential for a trip up with Georgia Marshall. Georgia's favored by 39.5 points. Which top 25 team could trip up? We talked about this in the very first segment of the show. Number 8, Alabama, 13.5 point favorite on the road in Tallahassee at Doak Campbell. On the trip up meter, Diesel, 0 to 10, 10 being very high possibility of a trip up, 0 being no trip up at all. I find myself with this game for Bama, top 25 team, at around a 4.2 on the trip-up meter. 4.2. Could it happen? Sure, I just don't see it likely.
No, I mean, after all of the hate and all of the vitriol that Kalen DeBoer has taken from this fan base over the summer, I think he's going to be so dialed. Now, if he has allowed that pressure to get to him and make him play or make him coach tight, make him make bad decisions, especially if you get down the stretch and things are close, maybe. But I don't know. I mean, Kalen DeBoer has been around the block. He was at Washington. He made the playoff at Washington. Everywhere he's ever been, he's been an elite head coach. I mean, you look back at his resume, some of those places he lost like one game at or two games at in a multi-year tenure. He's riding the ship at Alabama, and I have a feeling Alabama's going to stomp Florida State.
Couple of quick hitters here. Iowa State favored by 14.5 over South Dakota. That's a weird spread. So not really the trip-up potential that we could see there. Oregon favored by 29.5 over Montana State. Oklahoma favored over Illinois State by 35.5.
South Dakota was an 11-3 team last year.
That's wild. Maybe that's why the spread is as close as it is. Top 25 team in Florida. No spread on that game against Long Island University. So don't think there's much potential for trip up there. Again, not much potential here. The next two, Kansas State, North Dakota, 25.5 point spread. A&M favored over to UTSA by 24.5. Potential for trip up, Clemson, LSU, both top 25 teams, both top 10 teams. Clemson, as of right now, Diesel, favored by 3.5 points, according to Vegas. This one's kind of like the first game we talked about with Texas, Georgia. You know, I don't want to say it's a coin flip game, but look at the spread. What's Vegas telling you about this game? Vegas is telling you this is a pretty much a pick 'em.
Coin flip.
3.5 point spread. Clemson's at home. You take away those three. Okay, Clemson, according to Vegas, is really a 0.5 favorite. They're favored by half a point. So it's a coin flip game. About Michigan and New Mexico, they're favored by 34.5. Same thing with Texas Tech.
Bryce Underwood era starts.
That's right. SMU favored by 8 million over East Texas A&M. Arizona State favored by 28.5 over Northern Arizona. The final two that I do think are a little interesting in terms of trip ups. Sunday, Virginia Tech, South Carolina. South Carolina Diesel, the top 25 team, 8-point favorite. Mm-hmm. On that same trip-up meter, where would you put the Gamecocks on a scale of 1 to 10 trip-up against VT?
Oh, man.
I know.
God, if I went full self-induced, I'm saying South Carolina about a 6 on the trip-up meter.
Oh, wow.
Just because there's a lot of newness. But it's also Virginia Tech,
yeah,
and they're a mediocre football program and are going to find it hard to dig out of that hole. The only thing that's going to beat South Carolina on Sunday is South Carolina. They're going to have to make a tremendous amount of mistakes. They're going to have to throw – Lenore's going to have to throw you know, at least one, maybe two pick sixes for Virginia Tech to win this game.
Oh, God.
That's not going to happen.
That's bad.
It's not going to happen.
It'd be bad, wouldn't it? And then final one, top 25 team in Notre Dame and Miami. Trip up here again, coin flip kind of game. It's only a 2.5-point spread. 7:30. I'll tell you this. I'm looking forward to a lot of games this weekend, but this could be a sneaky good game. Sunday night, 7:30, yeah. Notre Dame-Miami.
Well, the only thing that's going to be tripping, Cole, are co-eds from Miami dressed as Catholic schoolgirls, so drunk that they're falling over and tripping over their own feet.
Maybe
trying
so.
To get into Hard Rock Stadium.
It's going to be packed.
It's going to be a fun weekend, Cole. Can't wait. Don't forget, tomorrow, 4 o'clock is when the Upset Picks Challenge opens. We had a Tolo try to get in early.
Oh, cheater.
Right at 4 o'clock today, and I said, whoa, we got to wait till tomorrow. It's all good. Save your pick. Text it back in tomorrow at 4 o'clock. But remember, lines close or get locked in at 3 o'clock tomorrow. When we come back, Cole, let's take our whip around the sports.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Let's see what else is going on out there in our Daily Wires. You know, we've talked Alabama, we've talked Clemson, we've talked South Carolina a lot today, but there's so much more happening out there in the sports world. Call, we call them our Daily Wires, the buzz. This is a sad one. Ralphie the Sixth, the Colorado live Buffalo mascot, you know, that sprints across the field for every single home game, is retiring just before the season starts. That's such a bad time to retire. Yeah. But, you see it all the time.
You do.
You see players medically retiring a couple of weeks before the season and really puts their teams in a tough spot. But Ralphie 6 is going to go off to a ranch while Ralphie 7 is in training. Ralphie 7's real name is Ember the Bison, but Ember will not make the first run in Colorado's first home game of the season.
Yeah.
Because the Bison is reluctant to make the run.
Sad, but, you know, old Ember will make some good Buffalo steaks.
Well, Ember's still alive.
One day.
Yeah.
One day. Reports. Retiring. It'll die soon, right? That's what happens to people. You retire, then die.
You don't want to waste anything, but if I'm going to eat a buffalo, I don't want to eat an old buffalo. I want to eat a young buffalo. Reports emerged yesterday that Ohio State had banned the famous Michigan alum and Barstool creator Dave Portnoy from entering Ohio Stadium this weekend for the Texas-Ohio State home opener. However, Ohio State has clarified and denied that they were not banning Dave Portnoy out of hat. They said that he can't come in because Fox decided that Dave was not going to be on the main desk for Fox Big Noon Kickoff. Ooh. And anybody not on the main desk was not allowed to be on the field. He can still come into the stadium. He just can't be on the field.
I think it's all a media stunt. just for us to be talking about it, right?
Yeah. I assume he'll be there somewhere, or he'll just be in Michigan hanging out, waiting for Bryce Underwood, the player that he paid for, to make his debut. Cole, big news today. Congratulations to the happy couple. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged.
Oh, thank God. I've been so worried. Couldn't sleep. Oh, thank God.
My wife texted me, "Oh, are you guys going to talk about it? It's going to take up the whole show." But she didn't tell me what had happened. I was like, 50-50. Are they getting engaged or are they breaking up?
Would have talked about it if they broke up, right?
Yeah. Las Vegas Raiders have acquired quarterback Kenny Pickett from the Cleveland Browns in a trade that happened yesterday. The Browns received a 2026 fifth-round pick in return. Kenny Pickett will back up starting quarterback Geno Smith with the Raiders. That, of course, comes after Aiden O'Connell fractured his right wrist in the preseason finale against the Arizona Cardinals. The Cleveland Browns, Cole, released Deontay Johnson, who played for just about everybody over the last three seasons.
Played for the Cowboys, too.
Yep. Trey Hendrickson's contract situation with the Bengals is officially resolved. The star pass rusher will get a $14 million raise from the Bengals for this season, boosting his 2025 salary to $30 million, that coming from Adam Schefter. His revised deal also includes a $1 million incentive that he collects if he plays 60% of defensive snaps and the Bengals make the playoffs. Is that $1 million if he achieves both, or $1 million for each one?
Yeah, good question.
I'd love to know that I had a possibility of making two extra $1 million. Yeah. By the way, speaking of millions of dollars, nobody won the Powerball last night.
Oh, man. I guess I'll play again.
Yeah, you got to go throw that money down. The Raiders, another bit of news about the Raiders. They are signing free agent wide receiver Amari Cooper to a one-year deal. Cooper, who is 31, returns to the organization that drafted him with the fourth pick in the 2015 draft.
A little homecoming, but man, I feel for Amari. He was one of the best players in the league for, a span, even in Dallas. He was phenomenal, but I just feel like Amari's time in the NFL is coming to an end. Shelf life, not for long. He was a good receiver, really good receiver, but you see these guys go back to where they started. It just makes you wonder if this could be it for him.
Of Travis and Taylor, Dewey says they will never get married.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Good prediction.
Well, we do know if they break up, they will never, ever, ever get back together.
Oh, yeah. I like what you did there.
Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark has added a new distinction to her resume, a Nike signature athlete. The number one pick in the 2024 WNBA draft was introduced Monday as the iconic brand's newest signature athlete, which entails the launch of a new signature logo, a collection of sportswear and apparel, and eventually a signature sneaker. You going to go out and buy yourself some Caitlin Clark ones?
No, thanks. I appreciate the offer, but I'll pass on that.
Okay. You don't wear a lot of basketball sneakers, do you?
No, not really.
South Carolina announced yesterday that transfer running back Rasul Faison has been granted his additional season of eligibility by the NCAA to play this season. Faison is a Utah State transfer who earned second-team All-American, All-Mountain West honors last year in 2024. So congratulations to him.
Big time.
And good job by the NCAA waiting until the last minute to make that decision.
Better late than ever, I guess, though, Ryan.
Number 8, Alabama might be without starting guard Jaden Roberts for its season opener at Florida State. Roberts, a fifth-year senior who has started 21 games over the past two seasons, missed the last 2 weeks of practice and remains in the NCAA concussion protocol.
Mm.
Florida quarterback DJ Lagway will start Saturday against Long Island University. So while the Alabama player sits out, DJ Lagway, he's in. He's going to play. Let's see. The Atlanta Braves lost to the Marlins yesterday by a score of 2-1, 6:40 first pitch tonight with Hurston Waldrop on the mound for the Braves. The Wire-to-Wire Fantasy Football Draft has been set for Sunday at 8:30 p.m. A lot of Tolos were asking about that yesterday. The draft Sunday at 8:30 p.m.
Let's go.
Don't forget the Upset Picks Challenge opens tomorrow at 4. Lines will be locked at 3 p.m. And lastly, Cole, everybody's favorite, Tommy DeVito of the New York Giants has been released.
You know, the quarterback room up there was really interesting. We heard that Shador made the cut, you know, in Cleveland, and that was that Giants quarterback room to me was really intriguing. We talked about it. Tommy DeVito, though, released at Diesel. He can still make the practice squad if he clears waivers, but we'll see if that happens or not. Needless to say, they've got Russ, Jameis, and Jackson Dart, three quarterbacks on the roster in New York. We mentioned it earlier in the show, Diesel, but I want to bring this audio to the table from last week. We hadn't had a chance to get to it yet. A little listen and react. Stephen A. Smith had a one-on-one sit-down interview with Jerry Jones. It was some really interesting sound bites from Jerry. Should Micah Parsons just go ahead and or should the Dallas Cowboys, rather, just go ahead and trade Micah before the season starts? We'll talk about it and hear what Jerry Jones had to say next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.